The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away some sauce, shall we? So there are two options for you. There's Matt's hot sauce, which is called Clough, which is proving very popular with everybody who comes on and wins one.
A lot of callers from the Nottingham area coming in, it seems.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
All your ex-girlfriends in
They all want some
of the
sauce.
It's a long, long list. They're queuing round the new building now. And we take up a whole corner in central London and they're queuing there, Matt's exes. Or there is my sweet barbecue sauce fountain of youth. Now, whilst it's not been the popular choice amongst you that have had a chance to win it, I think what's really rather special to me is Glenn Moore, someone I respect and love very much. Tell everybody what you told me in the kitchenette just last week.
I was eating chicken for breakfast, and that's normal here for me. And I said, oh, I used Fountain of Youth as a marinade.
It's been used
and
as a marinade.
It's now my favourite.
Your go-to
it
marinade.
My go-to. It smelled nice. It did smell
It was
nice.
Really nice.
So it is effectively a win-win situation. Should you get Clough or Fountain of Youth, they are both delicious. Now, to win one, well, you need to turn sauce whisperer. I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show, and a giant splodge of sauce has been put inconveniently all over a part of it. Can you identify what was going on during that snippet? And this morning, we have a caller by the name of Daniel, who was on the show yesterday as part of Is It Weird That I? Have a listen to this.
Is it weird that I eat while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil? Like a
treat
in a tree.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I think it is, Daniel.
Crunching on them.
Yeah?
Oh. That's very weird.
Yeah, like, while I'm waiting for it to fall, I'll tip some into the palm of my hand and just sort of knock them back.
So, thank you once again to Daniel for coming on and fessing up. But what is he snacking on pre-dinner whilst he's waiting for the kettle to boil? Is it A, Bisto gravy granules, or B, Oxo stock cubes? Your names and your answers, A or B, to 8-12-15. Send them right now, because up next, you could be turning Sauce Whisperer.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we play Sauce Whisperer, and I'm so thrilled to say, making a return to the breakfast show right now, we have Andy, the movie chef. Andy, it's Dave. Can you hear me?
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Andy. Sorry. Now, I know you're in the middle of actually cooking breakfast at the moment, so I'm not upset that you're distracted and not fully focused on me.
Barking out orders, wasn't it?
Because you're currently making breakfast for a particular A-lister. Who are you currently making breakfast for at the moment, Andy?
Mr. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham! So, what is Jason Statham having for breakfast?
Right, so he's got dry-cured smoked bacon with scrambled eggs.
And
then he's got a little pot of blood oranges cut up.
So have
there you...
There
you go.
This delicious. Have you put this together for him, or is this part of his kind of, look how good I look with my top off routine? So he needs... So he. This is what he wants to eat.
That's it, yeah. That's today, yeah.
Wow.
So who else have you been cooking for recently, Andy? Hit us with some big A-listers. I don't mean like, you know, your partner or your kids or whatever. I mean, people we may have heard of. Who have you got?
So last week we were on... the new George Clooney and Adam Sandler film.
Oh, wow. What does George Clooney have for breakfast?
They've got their own sort of private chef, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's just those coffees from the machine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, listen, Andy, let's get down to business. You're playing for a bottle of our bespoke sauce, which, just for the record, just to remind everybody, in case you missed it when we went on this big sauce adventure, we did make alongside some very competent professionals. This wasn't Matt and I with a wooden spoon and a load of ingredients
the
in the kitchenette. We did this with people who actually make sauce for a living.
Yeah, it's safe.
Yeah, it's all sealed in the bottles and everything else. But before we do that, tell us, what was Daniel, our listener from yesterday, on the Is It Weird That I feature? What was he snacking on pre-dinner whilst waiting for the kettle to boil? Was it Bisto gravy granules or Oxo stock cubes?
Bisto gravy granules.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
As a professional person of the kitchen, would you recommend folk do that? And what is your reaction to Daniel nomming down on those bad boys, Andy?
Do you know what? It was so cold last week, I was drinking beef stock.
Oh.
The old, the old Bovril.
Oh, nice. Wow, lovely.
I don't know about thick and gravy, though.
No. So, congratulations. You now get to choose which of our sauces you would like. Now, Clough has been the popular choice of the people, but Fountain of Youth is something that marinated chicken and became Glenn's breakfast. So, what are you going for?
I'm sorry, Dave. although Brian Clough, being a Leeds United supporter, is not my favourite.
No.
I'm going to have to go for the hot sauce, my friend.
Okay, let's go for the hot sauce. Enough. No, that's fair enough. It's delicious. It is delicious.
Can we give Statham some Clough? I mean, that's going to be amazing.
You know what? I will try and get a picture. If I can see his... I'll get a picture of him with a bottle. I'll have a go.
We will send it to you. And if there's any big celebs that come your way and you want to put a dollar... I mean, the idea of Jason Statham nomming down on Clough gives me all the feels. It really does. But for now, Andy, we know you're busy. We'll let you get back to it. Send our love to Jason, won't you?
I will, buddy. No problem.
And have a good one. We'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, we are but 25 minutes away from 10 weeks of tickets and your chance to see the Foo Fighters live at Villa Park. But right now, of course, it is that section of the show. It's Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt.
Yes, that's right. And news reaches the social ammo desk of a shadowy superhero on the streets of New York City, wearing only an orange balaclava and an orange cape.
Okay, you got
me. His name is Cheeseball Man. Have you seen Cheeseball Man?
I've not seen Cheeseball Man.
He has become a phenomenon in the States. No one knows his identity, and he's not fighting crime. He's not like a vigilante. He just eats a lot of maize snacks in public, right? For some reason, this guy, 2 weeks ago, put up loads of posters all over New York saying, "Watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls." And there he is with his orange balaclava in one of those massive jumbo jars.
It's one of those USA-style cheese ball jars.
Yeah. So like you'd see in maybe a sweet shop.
It's like a wheelie bin. It's what we would call a wheelie bin of cheese balls.
And so they gathered over the weekend at Union Square Park at 3 o'clock, and he ate an entire jumbo jar of cheese balls.
Did people turn up for this?
Hundreds of people, possibly thousands.
Just to clarify, you said he wears an orange balaclava and an orange cape. Yeah. You said he wears only those things.
No,
Does he have other things?
But they're the main things that identify him as Cheeseball Man. This is what it sounded like as the stunt was going down.
Beat the balls! Beat the balls! Beat the balls!
Wow. Amazing. You can hear the excitement in the crowd, can't you?
So I tell you, must be upset.
Yeah.
David Blaine. There was less of a turnout.
This is all you have to do.
To David Blaine.
It is pretty amazing.
He's like, "Guys, come on, guys. Can you see what I'm doing here, guys?"
Yeah, but what David Blaine did, David Blaine was suspended over London. He didn't eat a thing.
That was
rubbish. This guy ate stuff.
He's the anti-Blaine.
I bet he's got lovely orangey fingers as well. Yeah. Blaine? No, he hasn't.
Because they were all cheering. He had two hands covered in orange dust. It was horrible to see. But he did do the amazing stunt. But no one knows who he is. I mean, he could literally be anyone. He's got his own Instagram account. I'll share it with the video. But like, I mean, he could be who
Banksy.
Could be under there? Could be Banksy.
Could be Banksy.
Could be
he's
Donald Trump.
Out.
Who knows? Donald Trump. The orange theme. Perhaps there's a connection.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to see
Trump.
The finger difference, would you?
Sleepy Joe. Maybe I don't know. It's some sort of electioneering. I'm
that
not
would
sure.
kill Joe Biden immediately.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'll share the video. You'll be talking about Cheeseball Man later, and I've saved.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Grot bags. Boone. Just two of the things Matt Dyson has tried to persuade producer Ellie, who is 25 years old, to watch, based on the fact she may enjoy them. You nearly got old Swiss to watch season one of Grot, the Pink Windmill.
Pink Windmill show, yeah.
So I've been saying, Matt, just let it go. And he said, I can't let it go. Why won't they listen to me? In fact, Dave, I've got an idea for a feature. And so TikTok on the telly was born. This is where we ask producer Ellie, who I say is 25 years old and is a willing participant in this. Ellie agreed to do it. Thank you, Ellie. We ask her questions based on now defunct probably politically incorrect television shows from back in the day.
Ones on Netflix have a warning at the beginning.
There's a lot of people smoking in this area, just to let you know. There are tobacco depictions, let me tell you, kid. Right. So, we've got two questions for you this morning. Good luck.
Thank you.
Are you being served? Was a British sitcom which ran on the BBC from 1972 to 1985 and followed the misadventures and mishaps of the staff and their customers in the clothing department of Grace Brothers. But in 1972, were the British public in fits of laughter at Mr. Humphrey's humps or Mrs. Slocum's pussy?
Mrs. Humphrey's humps.
Mr. Humphrey's humps.
Yeah, that one.
Is incorrect, as this clip will go to prove.
Good morning, Mrs. Slocum.
Good morning,
Ms. Brahms. One minute late.
You're lucky to have me at all, Captain Peacock. I had to throw my pussy out before I came. I've been out all night.
It's good stuff.
I just want us all to be quiet so we can hear Matt laughing at
it. It's fun, isn't it? It's good fun, yeah. I wasn't even born when that came out, I must
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so that's 0 points. Your second question today, part of this test that Matt Dyson's making you do. A trio... Oh, this is the theme tune to a show called Last of the Summer Wine. Here we go. But Ellie, what do you think Last of the Summer Wine was about?
Oh, good question.
Was it A, trio of octogenarian men and their youthful misadventures set against the backdrop of beautiful West Yorkshire? Or was it B, a hapless trio of elderly men who used the money from their vineyard to set up a detective agency solving crimes in Birmingham?
B.
No, you have to repeat the answer word for word.
So you think Last of the Summer Wine is about a hapless trio of elderly gentlemen who use the money from their vineyard to set up a detective agency solving crimes across Birmingham?
That one, yes.
Is incorrect. Which means on the TikTok on the telly quiz, it is 0 out of 2 for producer Ellie. Ellie, are you tempted to watch Are You Being Served or Last of the Summer Wine?
I mean, I'm not sure where I'd find them, but...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it is 10 weeks of tickets. It begins this week, and we're doing it in style because we have your chance to see the Foo Fighters. This morning, we are focused on getting you into their gig at Villa Park on the 27th of June. As we focus in on the brilliant song Everlong, two members of the team will jog on the spot for 10 seconds, then say the word Everlong and hold the long bit for as long as they possibly can. Whoever sustains it the longest will win tickets for their listeners. And on line one, we have Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Andy is in West London. He's a fan of the main station. On line two, we have Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Mark is also a fan of the main station. He's in Dudley. Mark, this is Andy. Andy, this is Mark.
Morning,
hey
there, Mark.
OK, guys. So, Andy, you have been matched with Anna Geary. Mark, you have got Glenn Moore.
I'll do my best for you, Andy.
OK, you guys stand up.
I've just had some cereal, so I'm hoping that might...
You look like you're still eating your Jordan's country crisp. You're going to get stomach cramps.
She's had several dowies ready to perform. OK, so have you cleared a space around yourself?
We have. Yeah. We've got more space than the last place, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ready for running, yeah.
So, you're jogging on the spot for 10 seconds, and then I will cue you to start your Everlongs. Good luck, everybody.
OK.
Your jogging on the spot begins now.
This is a good pace from Glenn.
Geary, well, come on, Glenn.
Knees up, Geary, come on.
Come on, Glenn.
5 seconds remaining.
Oh,
four.
Wow, this feels so
3, 2, 1, Everlong.
Everlong.
has done it for Andy. Ooh. Oh, what an incredible effort from you both. Feeling well, a little lightheaded? I bet you are. Goodness me. Mark, lovely having you tuned into the show. Unfortunately, you didn't win this time, but it was a very close run thing. Andy, once again, Anna Geary has done it for you. How are you feeling?
Absolutely amazing. Thank you, guys.
A pleasure. Enjoy the gig. Thank you for tuning into the show. You're off to see the Foo Fighters at Villa Park on the 27th of June.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I want to talk about whether there was a kid at your school or your college, maybe, or your uni, who shared their name with a famous person. So they weren't famous, they just so happened to have the same name. Now, this comes about because I recently kind of connected with a guy I went to school with called Ben, who has done such great charity work that he's been given an OBE and he's written a book, and it's really quite the accomplishment, and I'm incredibly proud of him. So we were just messaging each other, and through this conversation, and I can't believe that I have, you know, compartmentalised this enough that it hasn't come screeching back at me, even though I only left school ten years ago. Anyway, there was a kid at our school called Dwayne Johnson. That's the long and the short of this.
And at the time, that was just a normal
name.
It was just Dwayne.
And his middle name was Therock.
Yeah, we went to school with a kid called Dwayne Johnson. And as you say, Matt, at the time, all jokes aside, this is before The Rock was around. And this is just amazing. But I can't believe I haven't put two and two together before this moment, which is why I wanted to ask you if you went to school with anyone who had, you know, the name of a famous person, because it might be, you know, we've got a couple here, like you went to school with someone called James Bond, and that's a famous character at the time you were at school with this person. But Dwayne Johnson was just living his best life at school, and then all of a sudden, thanks to WWE, his life has probably changed forever. I mean, I don't know how Dwayne's life is, but, you know, when he orders a table at a restaurant, when he's trying to book anything, you can have a table for two. Dwayne Johnson, are you joking, mate? Yeah. I've got time for this. Yeah. You've got to think about these things, right? Glenn, I know you had one. I don't know who it is, but you went to school with someone.
I went to school, in primary school, a nine-year-old girl called Jessie Plemons, who is Kirsten Dunst's husband.
Wow, that is amazing. That's an unexpected one.
Hi, Dave and the team. One of my best friends at primary school during the early 1990s was Naomi Campbell. Love the show from Rachel in South London. Dave, I'm a teacher. About 3 years ago, we had a pupil, no word of a lie, whose name was Jack Sparrow.
Wow.
Three years ago.
Oh, no. That's the parents having a laugh, isn't it?
And now we have a Will Turner.
What's going on?
I don't know. Jeff says, my son went to school with a kid called Bruce Slee.
No.
Bruce Slee. Amazing.
Dave and the team, I know two guys at school in the 90s. They were called Andy Peters and Andy Crane, and they used to be friends. Also, we used to think it was funny when we had a temporary teacher. When they were late, the teacher would ask where they were, and we'd say they're in the broom cupboard, miss.
Yeah.
That's from Rich from Kent. Hi, Dave and the team. I went to school with an Andy Cole. When we played football at lunch, he was always in goal. He was a great keeper, from Adam in Ditton. Morning, Dave. I went to school with a Paul McCartney. Phil from Blackburn has then put open brackets, the Beatles, close brackets. Could have used Wings. I mean, Paul McCartney, please. Don't tell me. It rings a bell. I want to say, it's not movies, is it? Music, isn't it? We both got expelled for swinging on the pipes in the boys' room and flooding the toilets.
Oh, wow.
So Phil got expelled from school with Paul McCartney for swinging from the pipes. It's just amazing, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And all week here on The Breakfast Show, thanks to Disney Cruise Line, we're giving you the chance to win the sailing adventure of a lifetime on the Disney Fantasy for you and your loved ones. The Disney Fantasy is coming to you for the first time ever and is setting sail from Southampton next summer. Now, For your chance to win, you need to head online to absoluteradio.co.uk and tell us why you and your loved ones, the people you'd like to embark on this adventure with, deserve an incredible trip. And having done just that, and joining us on line one, we have Ellie. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Ellie is in Stevenage. She likes a bit of Absolute Radio 90s and noughties. And I believe alongside you is your seven-year-old daughter, Alice. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Alice. Yeah. Hello, Alice. Are you a big Disney fan, Alice?
Yes.
Yes. Is Mummy a big Disney fan?
Definitely.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Alice ain't lying. I've had a little look at your entry form online, Ellie, and you've got quite the history here.
Yeah.
Would you like to take us through it, please?
I mean, I've been a fan for a long time, and when I've met my now husband, we actually got engaged at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
Many moon ago. And then we had our honeymoon in Florida, in Orlando. And then we've taken both of our kids to Paris for their second birthdays. So we've had a couple of family trips there, which has been lovely.
Wow. So you were engaged there, you honeymooned there, you've done the kids' birthdays there.
Yeah.
But you've never been on Disney Cruise Line.
No, it's been a bucket list thing, but it's just never worked out so far. So, yeah, it'd be amazing to win this.
Okay, well, you could be changing that. You could be ticking it off the list, because what I'm going to do is give you five Disney-themed quiz questions. Answer as many correctly as you can for your chance to win. Across the week, we'll be tallying up the scores, and come Friday, whoever has the highest score will win. If it's a draw, we're going to go to a tie-break question, which you will be asked off-air and will be locked in. Now, the thing for us here, the tricksy bit for myself and the team, is we're not allowed to react to any of the answers that you give, whether they are right or wrong. Ellie, Alice, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. That's the spirit, Alice. Here we go. What were Mickey Mouse's first words? Were they A, hot dog, or B, roasted peanuts?
What is it? Hot dog?
Yeah, hot dog. Hot dog. No. That wasn't a reaction, was it, Matt?
Not reacting. No.
Glenn, I swear I saw...
Not even an eyebrow twitch, nothing.
Okay. The decor and food of the Palo restaurant on board the Disney Cruise Line are inspired by which country? Is it A, Italy, or B, Germany?
Italy.
Anna, that was a reaction.
I was not reaction. I didn't. I honestly, my face is straight.
What kind of insect is Flick in A Bug's Life? An ant or a beetle?
An ant.
Thanks, Alice. I got that nicely done.
I feel like they reacted.
Yeah, you both reacted there. Your penultimate question. Which ship will come to Europe for the first time in summer 2025? Disney Wish or Disney Fantasy?
It's a fantasy.
Okay. That's what you want to say, Ellie. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Alice, I'm talking to you here. What is the name of the teapot character in Beauty and the Beast? Is it Mrs. Potts or Mrs. Tip Top Teapot?
Mrs. Potts.
You silly man. It's Mrs. Potts. Suppose I asked for that, didn't I, Alice? Okay, no worries. Okay. We have got your answers to these five general knowledge Disney-based questions. We could be speaking to you again on Friday, but for now, give it up for Ellie and Alice, everyone. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks for tuning in the show. Have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we are all very excited about this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, we are looking for a golden child. the chosen one, to come to our brand new building and break a bespoke world record. Now, we began this adventure by asking for your ideas about what that bespoke world record could be, and we have settled, after thousands of suggestions, on how many easy peelers from the Mandarin family can be peeled in just 1 minute. Now, we have an aficionado by the name of Mark who is going to be coming to our brand new state-of-the-art studios. He is from Guinness World Records. He's going to be standing by. Himself and his team are putting the finishing touches to this right now. But pretty soon, in fact, in under a month, it will be the first ever Kid versus Mandarin. And hoping to get the chance to break a world record, joining us on line one, we have 11-year-old Taylor, but first we have his mum, Celine. Good morning, Celine.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everyone. Hi,
Celine, hi. Welcome along to the show. So your message to us said, "Hi, Dave, my son would give this a really good go. He's obsessed with satsumas, and we find peels everywhere, and I do mean everywhere." So let's drill down into that for a start, shall we, Celine? Where are you finding the peels? How many peels are we talking about?
Oh, we found bits of peel in the washing machine. We found bits of peel down the side of his bed. He's getting cross with me now. Oh. in the car. Wow. In the car where he's never knowing... I've never known him to have a satsuma in the car, but somehow find him in the car. Wow. Yep.
You didn't have what any satsumas when you got in. That's amazing. Okay, so has he been practicing? Has Taylor been putting the hours in? Should he be chosen as the golden child?
He's a bit of a last minute a day. He's people have been buying him tattoos, but no, he's not put the hours in yet.
Right, okay. Well, I admire people like that. I mean, I think anyone listening to this with half a brain can tell it's very much cobbled together. So why not? You know, why not give an opportunity to another cobbler? You mentioned that Taylor was looking a bit embarrassed that you divulging to the nation where all his peels have been. Does that mean he's with you right now?
He is, yeah.
Does he mind coming on the show? Is that okay with you, Mum?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay, pass him on.
Yes.
Hello, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. My name's Dave, and I'm trying to find a child to break a world record. Would you like to give it a go?
Yep.
Okay, so was Mummy right? Have you been peeling satsumas and other members of the Mandarin family willy-nilly around the house and your vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get a deep sense of satisfaction out of doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Would you like to come to our new state-of-the-art studios and have a go in front of all of the cameras and our people, our friends at Guinness World Records?
Yes.
You would like to do that. Would you bring some friends with you?
Would I bring some friends with me? I don't know.
Okay, well, do you know what? Pull up the ladder. Yeah. This is your shot of fame. Yeah. Don't worry about
that's
them.
It.
You're absolutely right, Tay. Again, we have so much in common. Yeah. You know, absolutely no preparation to leave all your friends behind. Yeah.
That's the Satsumas are his only friends. That's all you need. All you need.
Taylor, it has been really nice speaking with you. We may get to meet you in person real soon, which would be so exciting. Thank you for putting the practice in, for tuning into the show. Lots of love to you and Mummy and the rest of the family. Give it up for Taylor and Celine.
Amazing.
In York, everybody. Well done, guys. So, by the end of May, a world record attempt will be taking place in this, our brand new studios. Will we find a kid that can break a Guinness World Record? I really hope we can.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. I hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well for any newcomers. This means you will now not hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network from this moment in time right through until 5 p.m. Now, we arrive on the airwaves every morning at 6 a.m. And for those early birds, we like to give them a chance to win some merchandise. And this morning, something truly amazing went down. Making a return to the breakfast show right now, we have Andy, the movie chef. Andy, It's Dave. Can you hear me?
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Andy. Hello. Sorry. Now, I know you're in the middle of actually cooking breakfast at the moment, so I'm not upset that you're distracted and not fully focused on me. Barking out orders, because you're currently making breakfast for a particular A-lister.
This is amazing.
Who are you currently making breakfast for at the moment, Andy?
Mr. Jason Statham.
So what is Jason Statham having for breakfast?
Right, so he's got dry cured smoked bacon with scrambled eggs.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then he's got a little pot of blood oranges cut up.
Ooh. So have
there you...
There you go. This delicious. Have you put this together for him, or is this part of his kind of, look how good I look with my top off routine? So he needs... So he. This is what he wants to eat.
That's it, yeah. That's today, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Who else have you been cooking for recently, Andy? Hit us with some big A-listers. I don't mean like, you know, your partner or your kids or whatever. I mean, people we may have heard of. Who have you got?
So last week we were on the new George Clooney and Adam Sandler film.
Oh, wow. What does George Clooney have for breakfast?
They've got their own sort of private chef, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's just those coffees from the machine, isn't it?
That's all they have. Yeah, Nespresso.
Okay, listen, Andy, let's get down to business. You're playing for a bottle of our bespoke sauce, which, just for the record, just to remind everybody, in case you missed it when we went on this big sauce adventure, we did make alongside some very competent professionals. This wasn't Matt and I with a wooden spoon and a load of ingredients in the kitchenette. We did this with people who actually make sauce for a living.
It's safe.
Yeah, it's all sealed in the bottles and everything else. But before we do that, tell us, what was Daniel, our listener from yesterday, on the Is It Weird That I feature? What was he snacking on pre-dinner whilst waiting for the kettle to boil? Was it Bisto gravy granules or OXO stock cubes?
Bisto gravy granules.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
As a professional person of the kitchen, would you recommend folk do that? And what is your reaction to Daniel nomming down on those bad boys, Andy?
You know what? It was so cold last week, I was drinking beef stock.
Ooh. Oh!
The old Bovril.
Oh, nice.
Wow, lovely.
I don't know about thick and gravy, though.
No. So, congratulations. You now get to choose which of our sauces you would like. Now, Clough has been the popular choice of the people, but Fountain of Youth is something that marinated chicken and became Glenn's breakfast. So, what are you going for?
I'm sorry, Dave. Although Brian Clough, being a Leeds United supporter, is not my favourite.
No.
I'm going to have to go for the hot sauce, my friend.
Okay, he's going for the hot sauce. Enough. No, that's fair enough. It's delicious. It is delicious.
Can we give Statham some Clough? I mean, that's going to be amazing.
You know what? I will try and get a picture. If I can see his... I'll get a picture of him with a bottle. I'll have a go.
We will send it to you, and if there's any big celebs that come your way and you want to put a dollar... I mean, the idea of Jason Statham nomming down on Clough gives me all the feels.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And this is the talky bit, where we bid you farewell from another edition of The Breakfast Show. It's been a fabulous journey into the world of radio. Thank you for coming on it with us. And, of course, the whole thing lives on in podcast form.
Yes.
Podcast naming bell rung so many times today, I've whittled us down to four options for you to consider, Matt.
Yeah.
And it started early doors. We just replayed it for you just after nine there. Jason Statham nomming down on Clough. I
mean, amazing that's potentially going to happen on the on-set catering. It's going to happen soon.
Any show that starts with that is going to be a good show. He's not a vigilante. He just eats a lot of maize snacks.
That's cheese ball man from the Social Ammo. Yeah.
David Blaine must be gutted.
Yes, related to the same thing. I think it was a Glenn Moore comment.
And finally, with some melancholy, Satsumas are his only friends.
The young lad potentially going for our world record attempt. I do like Satsumas are his only friends, but I think it has to be Statham meets Clough.
Yes, of course it is. So the name of the podcast is Jason Statham nomming down on Clough. You can get that wherever you get your pods. So Leona's going to be here next. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which could see you win £125,000. As for us lot, well, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. with your chance to win a bottle of Clough or Fountain of Youth sauce. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.